Justice Ian McMillan has released written reasons for his controversial sentencing of Ronald Mitchell, Eric Miro and Dylan Jocko in the 2011 death and dismemberment of Wesley Hallam. In the 16-page document, the judge explains why he accepted guilty pleas from the trio on reduced charges of manslaughter, sentencing all of them to less than 2 years in provincial jail on top of time already served since they were charged in early 2011. Read Justice Ian McMillan's reasons here. All three were originally charged with first-degree murder. McMillan accepted their guilty pleas to the reduced charges after a joint submission from the Crown and defense lawyers pointed to potential frailties in evidence. Mitchell, Miro and Jocko all lacked mental capacity to commit murder, based on provocation and their level of intoxication, the judge was told. The sentences were greeted in and outside the courthouse with loud, expletive-filled outbursts followed by expressions of outrage on social media. Sault Ste. Marie Police Chief Robert Keech expressed serious concerns about a plea deal that led to the sentences, saying that Crown attorneys agreed to it without input from investigators. Hallam's decapitated and dismembered remains were discovered near a landslide road creek on January 11, 2011. He died several days earlier at a drug-fueled house party at 30 Wellington Street East. A wake and memorial service for Hallam were held this past weekend at O'Sullivan Funeral Home and Cremation Center. Editor's note. Sue Today has chosen to redact parts of Justice McMillan's reasons for legal reasons.